This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Again, toll free number 855-450-FREE. We're going to start with a follow-up on a story that you brought up, I think it was last week, Daryl, about
the
some sort of new law or
Supreme Court ruling.
Yes, okay, court ruling
out of India
that says you have to, if you are in the theater, movie theater, presumably any kind of Broadway like play thing or whatever, any place where
specifically the cinema.
Okay, well, I bet you they're doing it in other theater types as well, but. But wherever, if you're in the cinema, they're going to play the national anthem.
Correct.
And you must stand.
Yes.
Or else.
And the or else is happening.
Okay.
The story comes from the BBC. They say the cinema-goers who were attending an international film festival in the city of Trivandrum in Kerala were later freed, but they faced charges of failure to obey an order issued by a public servant, thereby causing obstruction or annoyance to others.
Poor slaves.
Well, and because there are people who are annoyed. You read some quotes from an old man last week who was very upset.
Disabled person, unable to stand, was assaulted at the cinema before the diktat went in that you are required to stand and show proper reverence.
Right. So there are some nationalists in that country who are very irritated at those people who would just rather sit and wait for their movie to start and don't really care that much about the national anthem. Well, now they are targeting these folks. And that's kind of what we suggested last week, was that they might actually have undercover cops or cops sitting in the theater watching and waiting on people to disobey.
I've witnessed in a courtroom, actually, right there in Palmer, Mass., the bailiffs get actually try to, like, fit my grandmother's in a wheelchair, and she was at one of my court hearings, 09, 08, and they literally, because she wouldn't stand, I don't stand either, but she couldn't stand if she wanted to. She had just recovered from a stroke and, like, a hip operation thing, and she was there, and they like, tried to, like, kind of pick her up a little bit, and they were hurting her.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I remember being down in Massachusetts. I think it was Greenfield District Court, and those bailiffs came running when we didn't stand up for that judge, and they started shouting and yelling and just were really intense and
I remember that.
And intimidating, and it didn't really work out too well for them.
Nobody stood. That was awesome.
There were a couple people who did stand up, but some of us stayed seated.
So is that for Pete and the demos?
I think so. Yeah.
The day I was there was the first day of the actual trial, I think, or the second day. I was only there for one of it, and I just thought that was so awesome. Nobody stood.
Yeah. And it happens here all the time. In New Hampshire, I mean, every courtroom that I'm in, I don't stand for the judge.
Yeah. And in the cinema in India, police said that 8 people on Sunday in Chennai who did not stand for the anthem were assaulted and abused. The 8 were then charged with showing disrespect to the anthem. So talk about adding insult to injury.
Now, presumably, the assaults they're talking about are coming from non-police, because that's a different form of assault when
Correct.
Police arrest you.
But police generally don't admit, yes, we assaulted some people.
Right. No, it's an arrest then. They have different words for it.
Yes. Assaulted and abused were the terms used here. The arrest, of course, and the reports of assault follow the Supreme Court ruling that the national anthem be played before every film and that the audience stand while it is played and that they make it clear that authorities are taking the ruling serious. The Indian Express reports one detainee told them, "If we did not sit on chairs, I thought we'd lose our seats." The controversial ruling cheered by the ruling Hindu nationalist BJP. It comes at a time of routine demands on Indians to display patriotism, and this is not the first time people have been targeted for not respecting the national anthem. In October, as we reported last week, there was the disabled man who was carried from his wheelchair and assaulted. In the past 3 years, people have been thrown out of cinemas and even charged with sedition for not standing up for the national anthem. Wow. A 1971 law makes any obstruction to singing of the song or causing disturbance to any assembly engaged in such singing punishable by a three-year prison term and or a fine. But October
3 years.
3 years for obstruction of singing the national anthem or
ridiculous.
Causing wow. disturbance to any assembly engaged in such singing.
It is so important for the state to be taken seriously. They really hate it when you don't do sort of go through the motions. You don't have to believe in the state. But make sure you go through the motions so as everybody else thinks that you do.
You better right. act like it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the important things that, and I've mentioned this documentary numerous times, the one that I believe it was National Geographic did with Lisa Ling,
yeah.
where she was embedded with medical missionaries. And after they take off the bandages from these people getting cataracts, everybody bows down to the picture of Dear Leader and mm-hmm. thanks Dear Leader, and I'll work extra hard in the salt mines for you, Dear Leader, yep. for giving me my sight back. And she says, I don't know if they actually believe what they're saying or if they're just putting on the show for everybody else,
because
but at some point it doesn't matter which it is.
Right. Well, they're putting on the show maybe because they don't want to go to a gulag or something like that, right? Not necessarily for the benefit of their fellow citizens, but because they're being recorded by a camera crew and, you know, Dear Leader could very well see them
right.
doing this. And
so, you know, again, it doesn't matter whether
yeah.
you're doing it out of sincerity or you're just doing it because you're expected to do it. As long as the state is getting your compliance, that's good enough.
Right. And so they want you to go along to get along. They want you to keep your mouth shut. They don't want you to upset the apple cart. By the way, kudos to Celestrian. I want to give credit because this was the top story over at freetalklive.com. Celestrian was the one who submitted.
Yeah, this is where I saw it. I jumped on. I don't generally look at freetalklive.com
yeah.
for show prep, but when I do, it's almost always a good story that I grab.
Yeah, I do tend to go there because you know I do like the idea that our listeners can help submit content for possible airing. But yeah, this you know this is something we see in courtrooms. At least in New Hampshire, they don't shout at you for not standing for the judge. In fact, the way they've been handling it here in Keene District Court, I don't know if I've told you this yet, Jay, but it's pretty interesting. Keene District Court, that's where we're in Keene, New Hampshire right now, and so we've had a long history of having activists go into this particular courthouse in front of this judge and not stand when he walks in the room. It's gotten to the point where if they know that we're there, like if there's a liberty activist who's scheduled for a trial and they know we're in the audience, the judge will just walk into the room. There will not, the bailiff will not enter with an all rise. Judge just walks on in, takes his seat, and starts the trial.
You know, you guys have trained him well. That's awesome.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
And so, you know, another way they handle this is to put off the activists until later as well. So if they know there's an activist present, there's a good chance they're going to make you wait for everybody else to go first so they can clear out the courtroom so the rest of the people who are victims of the court don't get to see you do whatever approach that you're going to do, which, of course, is not generally going to be the approach that they want you to take.
That's always been my experience. I am always dead last in a courtroom.
Strangely, though, sometimes they'll put us first, and I don't know why they do that sometimes.
And when they do that, they almost always try to remove us from the main courtroom.
Not well, these days they've been doing that, but there have been times when we've been in front of the whole courtroom, and I've just been bewildered. Like, why are they calling our case first? I don't understand.
I remember there was one time when the Keene District Court was still in the city council chambers, but they had that other room that they would try to pull us into.
Yeah, that's right.
And I actually told Judge Burke, I insist on a public trial.
In the full
okay.
courtroom. And they let you do it.
And he let me do it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If we got more on the
yes.
India story, we're going to get to that. Your calls as well are welcome. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want to talk about. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tipsy Al's code is FTL. It gets you 20% off. If you heard us talking about it this weekend, there was a temporary outage. It's back on. 20% off the entire website. Anything you want to order, whether it's their ridiculously ugly, garish, outrageous Christmas sweaters that they have, which some of the hosts here on Free Talk Live, we're not sporting it tonight, but you'll frequently see us if you're watching the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. You'll frequently see, at the very least, me wearing my Tipsy Elf sweater because, you know what, Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but they're serious on quality and construction. Those things will keep you warm. And they're hilarious, some of them are. And some of them are just kind of cute Christmas designs. Go check them out over at tipsyelves.com. Not only do they have the ugly Christmas sweaters, but for men, you can also get interactive sweaters with beer pong or cornhole, for instance. Full-on Christmas suits for women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas are available. Plus, they've got a full collegiate wear designs as well. So, you know, they've got their Christmas section and then collegiate designs. So go and check out tipsyelves.com and then use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at the checkout. That's where you enter the code and you'll get 20% off anything that's in your cart. So because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get that discount. tipsyelves.com. Use code FTL. As we continue here, Daryl, you're sharing with us a story as submitted to freetalklive.com by Celestrian about the India situation, which we discussed last week where they are, well, now they're cracking down. They had said that all Indian folk need to sing along or just stand up. Do they have to sing or is it just stand up?
They don't have to sing per se, but they do have to show proper reverence.
So they have to stand for the national anthem in the cinema. So,
yes.
You know, imagine going, you're going to go see the new Star Wars this week that opens up on Thursday. And before that, there's a full minute or two long.
52 seconds.
Yeah, a full minute long presentation of the national anthem. And there's maybe a cop in that theater somewhere. And if they see you not standing up, you're going to get arrested.
Yes.
And maybe you'll get beaten up by some of the members of the audience as well, the nationalist patriot types.
The story from the BBC says the ruling says that the anthem must be played in all cinemas, accompanied by an image of the Indian flag, and everyone must stand. It also stated that the doors must remain closed to prevent people from entering or leaving. Hmm. The court later amended their ruling to exempt disabled people from the requirement that they stand.
All right.
Previously, this had been state-specific laws, but now, because of the Supreme Court ruling, it's a national thing. Critics of the Supreme Court ruling have called it a case of judicial overreach and an attack on freedom of expression. Political scientist Suhas Palshikar.
In this case, it's the freedom to not express, right? The freedom to opt out, the freedom to remain doing nothing.
Right.
Which is an expression.
Which is a form of expression.
Right.
Political scientist Suhas Palshikar said the ruling threatened to turn citizens into subjects.
I got news for you. That's what citizens are.
Yeah, the 14th Amendment's pretty explicit about United States citizens being subject to the jurisdiction of the United States.
Right, and in case you need to know for sure, when there's all kinds of evidence out there for this, listen to the police when they talk about you. Even if you're not a suspect, they will always call you subject. The word the police use is subject to describe anybody that they are talking about or dealing with who is not a fellow officer.
Right, and generally they will use the thing of, well, in the English language, the noun is the subject of the verb, and instead of saying Mr. Freeman every time, it's easier for us to write subject because he's the subject of our report here.
It's an interesting excuse.
The Massachusetts SJC Supreme Judicial Court actually talked about this because in the Massachusetts Bill of Rights it says all free men, and then every other time it talks about the free men it says the word subject, and there was some ruling I don't know way back when, hundreds of years ago or whatever, that the subject in like the Fifth Amendment of the Massachusetts Constitution was talking about free men, not U.S. citizens. This is actually some kind of like after like 1864 U.S. citizen stuff. It was actually a Massachusetts thing. I haven't looked at this in years, but they actually determined that subject meant free men when talking about that them constitutional amendments that say subject.
Do you buy that?
Well, that's what they said, and yeah, and yeah, I do kind of buy that because I've used like the 14th Amendment of the Article 14 of the Mass Constitution is says no subject shall be compelled to furnish evidence against himself, but the very first article says all free men shall have the right to peaceably assemble and whatever else it says, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I did prepare in one of my motions to dismiss because I was charged with failure to submit license or registration. And I asked the cop, I says, are you going to use this against me in a court of law? And he said, yes. And I said, well, okay, I'm going to exercise my constitutionally secured rights not to, including this Article 14 of the Massachusetts Constitution. And that motion to dismiss actually was granted. It was it was in that particular case.
Wow. Let's continue.
Yeah. Gopal Krishna Gandhi, who probably is related to the famous Gandhi, who's a former diplomat, says the national anthem is not a traffic signal that has to be respected. It is not a tax that requires compliance. It is not a test that has to be submitted to.
Sounds like it is.
Yeah.
He's talking about the way it should be.
Correct.
Okay.
National anthems, according to the BBC, are seen as tests of patriotism around the world. In Japan, school teachers have been warned for not standing during the national anthem. In Mexico, a woman was fined for mixing up the words. And in the U.S., the Star-Spangled Banner has a long-standing association with protest. In September, American football player Colin Kaepernick said he received death threats over his refusal to stand for the anthem, and he did so because of police mistreatment of minorities. And they then have a quote from Kevin Cruz, who's a professor of history at Princeton University, who says some of the right committed to nationalistic politics naturally see the anthem as a vital issue. This has been true in past moments, too, especially in times of war. The anthem has been politicized during the Vietnam War era, for instance, leading to the 1968 Olympic protest. But what is unsettling in India, said political scientist Suhas Palshikar, is that state-ministered patriotism often tends to go way to unruly vigilantism or authoritarian state machinery, or both.
Well, yeah, and this would happen in the United States. If people thought they could get away with it, they would absolutely attack people for not saying the Pledge of Allegiance. They would attack people for not standing during the national anthem. It's just that we, at the very least, have enough of a semblance of free speech here to where
people will just tell you that there was blood sacrifice that gives you the right to do it, so therefore you shouldn't.
It happens to me all the time.
If they felt like they could get away with it, they would. Like, in the same way that in, like, Russia, the Nazis are attacking gay people because the state is anti-gay, and so they feel empowered to do that. Also, Duterte down in the Philippines. There's a story about him coming up, too.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number, 855-453. Are you somebody who gets upset when you see somebody not participating in the national anthem?
When I get happy.
Yeah, sure. I got to talk to that guy. He might be a friend. Because a lot of people do get upset by that. In fact, in India, there are people who are attacking others for not standing for the national anthem in a cinema. So there's new rules as handed down by the Supreme Court there that says that you have to stand for the national anthem. All cinemas must play the national anthem, and everyone who's in attendance must stand for it. You're not allowed to leave, so the doors are actually being locked at the time. You're not allowed to enter or leave during the national anthem, which, by the way, is a fire hazard to lock the doors of a cinema.
Yes.
If something were to go wrong, it could be pretty ugly. But anyway, if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Nationalism is an ugly, ugly thing, and we'll get back into it here. Also, I want to let you know about HostGator. They are one of the top hosting companies out there. If you've been thinking about hosting your own blog or website or starting one, maybe you don't have one yet, they can help you. They make it easy. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator also has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Just go and get this special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, 50% off HostGator's regular prices by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, for that 50% off deal. Which, by the way, you can lock in the discount for as long as the initial term is that you select. So if you select 3 years, it's locked in for 3 years. If you only go for a few months, it's only locked in for a few months. So keep that in mind when you're ordering. HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue here, Gerald, you'd finished up the story. There was an update on a story we did last week about the Indian rules saying that you have to stand for the national anthem. And I was saying that there are probably a number of people here in the United States. It would be kind of interesting to conduct a scientific poll on this of, you know, what would you like to see as the punishment for somebody who doesn't stand for the pledge? Because people get all kinds of vitriolic over this.
There are people that will say, if you don't want to stand behind the troops, you should stand in front of them.
And the suggestion there is that they would be shooting you.
Right.
Yeah.
The suggestion is
firing squad.
Death penalty.
Yeah.
You're not properly, loving of the abusive spouse in the District of Criminals. You deserve to die.
Mm-hmm. So, you're welcome to comment on the idea of nationalism. I think it's a destructive concept. It's one that obviously elevates the state above individuals. It says that, and especially if you actually look at the India, we broke down the lyrics last time. I don't have them in front of me.
Correct.
But the belief in India is that you are not an individual, that you are basically... You exist to serve the state. You exist at the pleasure of the state. So the language in the United States that surrounds being a so-called citizen or a person in the United States is a little different. Here we have more of a respect for individuality, a little more respect for freedom of speech, which is why you can legally burn a flag and that you can legally not participate in things like the national anthem. And so I think it's important to be grateful for the good things that we do have here. And we get critiqued a lot for critiquing so much here on Free Talk Live. But it is important to keep perspective. So things aren't as bad as they could be, because India is much worse on this topic than the United States. In India, you belong to the state. You are the state. And there is no such thing as individuality. Sure, you might be able to choose the dress or the shirt that you put on in the morning, but it's all being done in service of the state.
The public school system is actually really pushing this collectivism pretty hardcore in this country. And in fact, if somebody wants to Google, I believe it's Fox Steel Company versus Wheeling. It's a Supreme Court ruling that actually says that U.S. citizens are property of the federal government.
Whoa.
Yeah, Fox Steel versus Wheeling, or Fox versus Wheeling Steel. But if you start Google typing it, you'll find it.
Now, when you actually look up the definition of citizen, which is useful to do, if we're going to be talking about words that are used in a legal sense, it's important to know what their definitions are, because when the government defines words that appear to be English, they are actually, and they can, define them completely differently than what the typical English definition is. But in the case of citizen, the definitions tend to match, and that is that a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. So it sounds like a trade. It sounds like a deal that, you've come to some sort of an agreement with the state. Unfortunately, it's not really that way at all. The deal is you do what they say, or they'll throw you in a cage or potentially kill you. There was never any kind of social contract. There was never an agreement. The state is not obligated. And you want to Google more court cases, search for no obligation to protect in Google, and you'll find multiple court cases where the state has said they have no obligation to protect you. So on one hand, you've got people like Barack Obama and George Bush saying that my number one job is to protect the American people. Well, that's not true. That's not true at all.
Not at all.
Their job is to protect the state, to protect the interests of the state. And the interests of the state are not your interests. The interests of the state are not one of individual freedom, one of respecting rights. These are not the interests of the state. They have in the United States the trappings of looking as though they care about that. They have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, which have words that make it sound like this particular state cares about your rights, but all the evidence is they don't.
This citizenship thing, like the United States citizen or U.S. citizenship thing, I believe it's an offer you can't refuse, because people sign these documents, like get a driver's license. That's what I believe, actually. I believe people don't even become U.S. citizens. I believe what they're doing is impersonating a U.S. citizen when they check the box that says U.S. citizen.
If you want to do certain things.
Yeah, if you want to get a license, this is one reason I do not have a license. When I went to renew my license about 10 years ago, I checked off I'm not a U.S. citizen. And it says, well, you have to say you're a U.S. citizen. Well, I'm not. And I actually did some paperwork explaining how I'm not a U.S. citizen. So it's an offer you can't refuse, and because it's an offer you're unaware of, is what this really is.
So doesn't that basically nullify any sort of agreement that there was? Because most people will say that a contract signed under duress is not a valid contract.
Well, but what I've been studying, and to explain it on the radio is a little dangerous because basically the information gives just enough people just enough information to get themselves in trouble. But briefly here is people are using benefits and are exercising benefits, and what I've done is this waiver of benefits, actually. I am not going to get into it on the radio, but... And waiving the benefits and then not accidentally using them is very important, because these benefits of being a citizen or using the name and date of birth that are on these birth documents, it's an offer people don't understand, and it's an offer people are not able to refuse because they don't know the offer even exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting stuff, and I'm going to get more into it.
Well, in some cases, if you know a thing or two about citizenship, as we do. And, you know, kudos to you for not getting a driver's license and continuing to travel anyway. That's very heroic, and I know we'll hear more about those stories.
It's fun.
That you have over time. But a lot of people feel like they're forced into signing these forms, right? Like, so for instance, I'll give you an example. I never really realized this would be the case, but some of the people who advertise with us, they send us tax documents. They demand that we fill out like a W-9 or something like that. And, of course, you know, there's something on there about being a U.S. citizen or whatever.
Correct.
And, you know, it's like if you don't fill out these tax documents, you don't get the money that these people are supposed to pay you for the advertising that they've purchased. So, I mean, thankfully, Free Talk Live is part of the Shire Free Church. So we have, you know, the umbrella of the church that offers us a level of protection from the state, because the state, at the very least in the United States, does have some respect for the idea of churches, given that, well, the state does seem to be its own evil kind of church. Like, it is
definitely a church. Yeah,
yeah, it's very religious. I was in a court at Portsmouth District Court yesterday, and they have one of the creepiest courthouses that I've been to here in New Hampshire. It's really dark and like.
Do they have a shredded up Bill of Rights?
They don't have that, but it's super dark and spooky, and anyway, more coming up here in moments. 855-453.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free. Join us here.
Bring up anything that you want. Coming up, I mentioned Duterte. Well, he's back in the news again, this time for admitting to having committed murder. You know, before, there was a news story about somebody who used to work with Duterte in one of his hit squads talking about Duterte, claiming that Duterte had committed murder before. And obviously somebody could blow that off as, oh, this guy's got an axe to grind. Ah, Duterte would never do that. Well, now Duterte is bragging about it. We'll get into that coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, also on the way here tonight, Jay, you had an interaction with a police officer who shall not be named.
That's right.
That you wanted to share. And I think we pretty much have wrapped up the citizenship discussion, unless you guys wanted to add, throw something else into that.
No, I'm good.
All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So we'll get to Duterte here in a little bit. He is insane, and he can wait. Jay, what was the story about this police officer?
So I totally disagree with, you know, bringing violence against public servants. In fact, I disagree with bringing violence against anybody unless that's the only way to save yourself or it's the only way out or it's just in self-defense.
Right. Or defense of a loved one.
Or defense of another. Absolutely. I probably wouldn't even use violence if somebody was trashing property. I mean, only if they're going to, you know, hurt a man or my animal or something. But anyways... So I have a friend, a guy's been a friend of mine for years, and he's a good police officer. He's a good man. He kind of grew up in agricultural farming.
One of the guys who got into it for the right reasons, to
right.
go after
Absolutely.
Bad guys.
Absolutely.
He not was, wield power
yeah,
over others.
Yeah, he's raised good. He worked, he farmed, and yeah, I buy hay off him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he was telling me he's getting some slack from some of the you know, others in the police department. And
for what?
He's very much against escalating things. He's gotten in the way of a couple of things that where officers have been purposely escalating stuff and pushing things, you know, any further than they have to.
So he's stepped in and said, "Hey, settle down."
Absolutely, kind of yep. And so they've given him a hard time about that. And he will not write citations unless there's an actual victim.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, they're not going to like this guy.
So
he's bad for revenue.
Right, right. So one of the first or second conversations him and I had was included a cop block. In fact, the day he met me, I was wearing a cop block T-shirt. And he goes, "Oh, that's interesting. What's that stuff about?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's a police accountability thing." He goes, "Oh, okay." He goes, "Yeah, we just learned about that in some kind of like... Southern Poverty Law Center pamphlet that they, you know, the feds gave the police department money to spend a couple hours teaching the police about so-called domestic terrorists." And like, and in fact, one of the things he had said to me was like, "Are you from Palmer?" And
Palmer, Massachusetts.
Yeah. And cause he's in Mass. So like, you know, I'm like, "Oh yeah, I am." He's like, "Oh, I think we were told about you." So, anyways, he's
being on the lookout.
He says, he goes, "I don't think I'll retire as a police officer." He says, he feels they want to push him out.
Yeah. Sure.
And, so he's, but he's got a conscience and he speaks his mind when he feels he needs to. And he says he's going to continue to do so.
A lot of times guys like that don't last in the force because, you know, as he's saying, they are not friendly.
That's right.
Our friend, Brad Jardis, who was sometime guest co-host here on Free Talk Live, former law enforcement officer, was a cop in New Hampshire for a decade. And he, you know, was against the war on drugs and came out publicly against the war on drugs and then ultimately became a libertarian on a variety, you know, of issues. And they tried to push him out. They tried to get him fired. There was a large outpouring of support where 50 to 60 people came out to the hearing that they had in front of the town council, where the proposal was made to terminate his employment, and the town council decided to not do that. But shortly after they made that decision, he decided to resign, because why would he want to work in a place where it's, you know, hostile constantly towards him? So I don't know how your friend is going to end up, but hopefully he doesn't go insane.
He's working on other career paths, because he feel he's going to hang in there as long as he can. And when I'm... You know, and I come at all things. I grew up training horses, so I learned to train horses from a place of love, to deal with them from a place of love. My dad was very instrumental in that kind of teaching. And so, like, when I first interacted with this guy, it was a normal, you know, police and Jay interaction. You know, I had no lights on my trailer or something. I get pulled over, and I came at this interaction, as I do with all of them, from a place of actual of true kindness, of love. I mean, one of my dad's biggest things he taught us was kill him with kindness.
Yeah.
And so I even like even a mean nasty cop, when you come at him like that, I mean, it's still better than coming at him like, you know, cursing or swearing or guns blaring or being aggressive. And I'm just, you know, very nice and kind, and he just knew right away that I was all right.
Okay.
You know, and that's the way I come at it all the time. I never come at, you know, even my enemy aggressively. If someone is my enemy, I try to come at them from a place of love, because it's the way to solve things.
I agree.
It really is.
I didn't used to feel that way, but...
And I didn't either. 10 years ago, I didn't. But now I do.
What changed that for you?
My dad being like, "Hey, cut that ass out. You wouldn't treat a horse like that, would you?" You know, he wouldn't tolerate that stuff. And
so he just said, "Apply your, you know, how you treat horses to the police."
Yeah, absolutely. He was like, you know, kill him with kindness.
Yeah.
And maybe it was 15, 20 years ago I was like that, because I've, you know, getting pulled over all the time in Palmer and getting harassed, and I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to sue these guys. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know." And And I just came at it from, you know, from a place of love. I mean, all these cops that have arrested me in Palmer and I've interacted with them the past couple of years, they're like, they're really cool to me now. They don't give me a hard time. "Hey, how's things? How's the family?" You know, they just treat me like a regular guy. And
yeah, I've noticed a shift as well in how some of the bureaucrats, like the police or the court employees, will treat me and vice versa. You know, treating people with respect, even though they're doing a job that you don't necessarily respect all of the aspects of it, treating them like a human being and understanding that, you know, they are, I like to look at them as just my misguided brothers and sisters.
Oh, absolutely,
that,
yeah.
You know, I could be that person. I could have been that, you know, that cop or whatever if I'd made different choices earlier in my life. And, you know, just trying to empathize and trying to understand that, you know, they believe they're doing the right thing. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. So we have a disagreement on what the right thing is. But otherwise, we're not really that different.
Right. No. And one of my favorite sayings is, if you treat your neighbor, if you love your neighbor's children the way you love your own children, the world's going to be a better place. And I like to throw it out there as much as I can. And I tell people, you know, they need to apply that to people they don't understand also. Because, you know, if your young child, you know, loses his or her mind and, you know, gets, you know, a little stupid about stuff, you know, your mom and dad still love them and, you know, they don't go crazy about it. So if they did this with their neighbor's kids and then you do this with other people, this is tremendously effective. And part of my activism, especially with, like, my property tax stuff and going to, like, the registry of deeds and trying to get information and dealing with these people, is I've kind of not invited a few people who used to go with me because they can't separate the anger. They can't put it to the side when,
right,
when there's a communication barrier between, like, us and them. And I really try to look at it as, you know, this clerk I'm dealing with at the Registry of Deeds just doesn't know what I'm looking for. She doesn't understand. And as soon as you come off as getting defensive and, like, literally the vibe is you're accusing them of holding something back, even if they are, it makes the environment hostile. And when they get emotional and upset, it's just like a horse.
People are
so much like horses.
They'd kick you if they could.
Whatever. They're either going to fight or flight. With a horse, he's going to run away. And if he can't run away, he's going to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
And but, you know, if these bureaucrats are essentially going to have their pawns hurt you, their police officers or whoever hurt you or take you away or security. So even if they are hostile towards you and you come from this place of love, I mean, it is just such a powerful thing for just getting things done. It really is.
That's great. I love that.
And then have you ever had a situation to where you being nice caused them to get angrier?
One guy, actually. And he got really just upset with me, and he just couldn't handle that. The more intense he got, like, the more I was like, hey, man, I love you. I'd take the handcuffs off me. I'd give you a hug. I'd tell him and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who helped influence me in that way was Russell Canning, one of the earliest movers here to Keene. Whenever he'd be getting arrested or something bad would be happening, you know, on the hands of the government, he would just always have a smile on his face and be cracking jokes with his oppressors. 855-450-FREE. Hour 2's coming up. Join us on Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.